In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know... Oh, boy. Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Donald Trump has a very long history of hiring people who hate him and who hate us. This isn't the first time or the second time or even the third time Donald Trump has hired someone who hates him and hates us and put them in charge of his agenda. It probably won't even be the last time. What we learned from that Vanity Fair interview, where she sat with them 11 times, 11 separate interviews, is that Susie Wiles hates Trump, has absolute scorn for everyone she works with every day, except maybe Marco Rubio, which would make sense because, like her, he's a Bush guy, has been for a long time. They come from the same place, the same group of people, the same fundraising base. Susie Wiles hates Donald Trump, has absolute scorn for everyone she works with every day, and she hates you. She hates me. She can't stand any one moment longer with us and having to advocate for us. This is not surprising. What she did with Vanity Fair. And no, she's not a victim. Let me tell you how you know this. That interview was brutal. Absolutely brutal to everyone around Trump. It was so humiliating that in public, they have to say, well, no, we're all good. We're all on the same page. Because she's so brutalized them, Lee, that if they turn on her, it will look weak and like Trump is not very organized. It'll look like chaos. So behind the scenes, the knives are out. Susie Wiles won't be there much longer. You cannot keep a person like this. But the way you know, she is not a victim of Vanity Fair, is that while she put that defense of herself out after the interview, again, Susie Wiles is, of course, Donald Trump's chief of staff. Well, she works for somebody. I look like it's Trump. White House pays her. The way you know she's not a victim of Vanity Fair, and yes, they have extreme liberal bias. Of course they do. And she hasn't specifically denied a single one of those quotes. She said she got taken out of context, but then didn't provide any context about the context she was taken out of. She didn't specifically say at all, oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, or I didn't say that. And the reason she didn't It's because they have it all on tape. They've already been questioned about it and played the recording. She did it. Let me tell you what's going on, why this is happening right now. We're going to go through what she said. It was an absolute hit job. She really thought this through, Lee. She wanted to hurt Trump at the maximum level that she could, but she's even thinking ahead to wounding J.D. Vance and making sure that he can't contribute the Trump legacy. I mean, there's a lot of plotting and thought here. There's one thing you could see in this interview. She's a smart woman. They all agree on that. This was brilliant in terms of calculating the maximum amount of damage that you could do to Trump, the Trump movement, to MAGA, and most especially to its future. Because when you look at who she really hit, this was exactly the kind of job you do if you wanted to do maximal damage in the midterms and then maximal damage in 2028. She knows that the only reason anybody is going to turn out for J.D. Vance, he's a brilliant politician. I mean, he is a great tactician in terms of argument, is because of perceived loyalty to Donald Trump. And that is the only thing that's going to get those voters out who don't vote but once every 15 years. They're in the trailer parks. They are blue collar. They have fentanyl addicts in their families. They have people who've died of fentanyl overdoses. And she knows those, J.D. Vance needs those people to win. And she said, how can I keep them at home? And I'll point out to Vanity Fair, I'll remind everybody that I believe J.D. Vance is actually a traitor who doesn't like Donald Trump, but changed his views for political expediency. That's going to be pounded by the Democrats to keep those once every 15, once every 20 year voters home. She sat and thought a lot about how to do this level of damage. And it was brilliant the way she did it. So here's what you're going to see from Susie Wiles, Trump's former chief, soon to be former chief of staff. I'm not even sure. Did she make it to the first week of January? I don't know. She didn't make it to the end of the first quarter. You can't leave a person like this in charge. You look at an interview like this, the first thing I think is, oh, she's an off-the-record source for the left. She's done a lot of these hit pieces. She's one of her sources. Guaranteed. It'll come out. But what she's preparing for, Lee, and you will see this probably ahead of the 26th election, definitely ahead of the 28th election. I just don't know who the multi-million dollar contract will be with. Maybe it's hundreds of thousands. I don't know. I don't know what these things pay. It's probably good, though. She's going to become a commentator, an anti-Republican commentator on either MS Now or CNN. Maybe one of the lying liberal media networks. She's preparing for that transition by jettisoning the Trump administration. She's enhancing her own credibility ahead of the transition. This was one of the worst political betrayals I've ever seen. I thought Steve Bannon was bad. I mean, Steve Bannon literally shanked Trump in the back and has then hilariously built a career pretending to be his best friend, which is crazy. But Susie Wiles took it to a whole new level. She shanked him in the front to his face. And again, this is Trump's Achilles heel, Lee. Somehow he keeps hiring people who hate him and hate us. And she's another example of this. I'm going to tear this apart and put it back together today. One of the things right now, and particularly, and I know this, and I know Susie Wiles knows this because she was just briefed by someone I just had on the show, Mark Mitchell, who is a brilliant pollster. And he was invited to the White House because there's a lot of weaknesses in the Trump administration right now, particularly in the messaging. I don't think in the actual actions. I think it's the messaging.
Yes.
And Mark Mitchell has said that the messaging's killing y'all. What you're actually doing is brilliant. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he helped them to understand was that there is not enough action here, at least as perceived by the base. They really want retribution against the deep state. And we're not getting it. Susie Wiles sat in on all those briefings. I know she did because Mark Mitchell told me on this show. And what does she do? Goes out there and says, oh, Trump promised me, you know, 90 days. He's not going after the deep state. He's not doing that. What is she saying? Give up, y'all. He's never going after the deep state. You chumps. Stay home in the midterms. It's hopeless. She's a smart political operator. That's what she's doing. She's even got the internal polling to do it. She understands where to hit. I mean, this was such a disaster for her saying, well, retribution campaign, that Abby Lowell, Letitia James' attorney, and Letitia James is a hardcore criminal in terms of what she, especially what she's done with this mortgage fraud. And my husband's in that business. I mean, his just jaw is dropped by what she did. And by the way, it goes way back. Remember, she pretended to be married to a dad to get mortgage rates in one case. And in another case, she's, literally signing documents saying she's a resident of the state while she has to be a resident of New York. I mean, it's just on and on and on. She's lying about where she lives to get a better rental rate. That is classic mortgage fraud. It doesn't get any more classic than that. It's open and shut. There's three cases of it, not one. Susie Wiles knows this. And what she said was an absolute gift to Letitia James. Letitia James, in terms of saying, oh, it was retribution and, you know, Trump said he would stop. He promised me he'd stop, but he won't. Listen to just Abby Lowell overnight, okay? Hey, look, you're going to see Susie Wiles in court. I'm not kidding you. Dragged in and compelled to testify. I would if I was Letitia James' attorney. That was a gift. By the way, Susie Wiles is going to be in court in the James Comey cases too. Testifying on James Comey and Letitia James' behalf. She's not going to have any choice because of the things she's already said. They're going to ask her to repeat them under oath for the jury. She knows this. She's not stupid. She's not. Here's Abby Lowell, Letitia James' attorney. The White House chief, already, the White House chief of staff admitting that President Trump turned the Justice Department into his weapon for political retribution against Attorney General Letitia James only confirms that this has been an improper vindictive prosecution, said James' attorney Abby Lowell in a statement. This astonishing admission, I agree with him on that, it was astonishing. This astonishing admission comes after President Trump publicly demanded Attorney General Bondi target Ms. James for doing her job and his DOJ ignoring career prosecutors and two grand juries that rejected the case, Lowell said. It all proves beyond any doubt that the attempts to bring charges against Attorney General James are nothing more than Trump's political crusade. When they admit it's not justice they're after, but pure revenge, believe them. She's going to get dragged into court. She knows it. She wants to testify. She does. It'll enhance what she's able to negotiate in terms of her contract. And again, it's probably going to be MS Now, formerly MSNBC, maybe CNN, definitely one of the liberal networks. She'll be there before 26. And she will absolutely tear the Republican Party apart. I'm disgusted by this, Lee.
Other than that, have a nice day.
Yeah, I'm disgusted by this woman. But look, we knew who she was. I said this in the beginning because Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, used to have Susie Wiles working for him. He fired her for doing this exact thing, going behind his back with the liberal media and trashing him. He then called up the Trump team and warned them, do not hire her. She will stab you in the back. She is a Florida politician. She is a Florida operative. Don't hire her. They ignored Ron DeSantis' advice and did it anyway. And, well, you know, here we are. But I told you that in the beginning. I repeated it from the Politico article, so. Let's just hope just one time Trump hires the chief of staff who doesn't hate him, because he hasn't managed to do that so far, but we still, thank God, have 3 years left.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So the good news, and there is good news, Susie Wiles may be an absolute snake. Told you that from the beginning. In fact, Ron DeSantis personally called up Trump, despite all the acrimony between them, you know, the governor of Florida, and warned him, look, I fired Susie Wiles because she betrayed me. She went behind my back and trashed me to the media. I caught her. Don't hire her. Despite Susie Wiles being the absolute snake I told you she was from the beginning, she did a pretty damn good job. Look, let me tell you what's going on right now with the Susie Wiles interview. We're going to break it down across the show. We're going to do a lot of other things today, too. But the bottom line here is she did a good job. Donald Trump is sitting at around 47% approval right now. For most of his presidency, until that fateful day in July he's never recovered from, he was over 50%. She was riding a wave. He's sitting at 47% right now. And he's had a couple of gaffes lately. He's going to have a hard... He'll come back. He is a recovery like nobody I've ever seen. It's like dropping a cat off a 15-story building. It somehow lands on its feet. He'll recover. But she's checking out. He has dipped below 50%. She does not want to ride the negative wave. And she knows that right now is the best time to get the most amount of money in a commentary contract for either MS Now or CNN or one of the liberal stations. It'll be some liberal station. It'll be before 26. You've seen Michael Steele? It's easy to forget that he was Bush's RNC chairman, head of the whole party. He sounds like a raving Democrat lunatic, but they pay him well for it. But they haven't found anybody new. And remember, they were going to try to hire Ronna Romney McDaniel, who is herself also a Democrat, but was running the RNC. She's a Romney. What do you expect? And stupid Rachel Maddow, who ain't the brightest, torpedoed her. I was like, what are you doing? Said she, you know, was an election denier, some stupid thing. Ronna Romney McDaniel was going to trash the heck out of the Trump administration. They should have shut up and let her. Glad they didn't. So they've never been able to get fresh meat. They need somebody close to Trump or close to Republicans who will trash the hell out of us. Michael Steele's so stale because it's been so, I mean, he hasn't been in office doing anything since George Bush. They need fresh meat. They're hiring Susie Wiles. This is her breaking with the Trump administration. The irony is she did a pretty darn good job. Or they did a great job despite her fat rear end. Not sure which this morning, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the numbers that are rolling in are amazing. 2.2 million deported. That is going to make a lot of difference in terms of auto prices because they all sell their cars before they leave. Rental prices, it's going to make a massive difference getting them out of here. It's huge. And now job availability for actual Americans. There's a lot of good news in this jobs report. Let's start with this. An incredible 271 fewer useless federal bureaucrats. Have you noticed a difference in your life? 271,000. You know how much money you have to print? You know how you have to enslave your grandchildren, your children, pay for that? You notice any difference in your life? Of course you don't. They were Democrats sucking at the teat. Now they're gone. Nobody in my lifetime has cut government like this. 271,000 Democrats fired from the federal bureaucracy. And that's what the Democrats do. They just warehouse them. They sit around and vote. Make donations to keep their jobs. That's what they do. They're gone. Federal government employment is down by 271,000. By the way, that's showing up in the jobs report in a negative way in terms of overall numbers, but it's a positive way for us. Again, we're only in year one. Where are we going to be in year four? This is fantastic. He actually did something. Now, we've got a slight uptick in the unemployment rate to 4.6%. And as long as the economic assassins at the Federal Reserve continue to keep interest rates artificially high, we're going to have higher unemployment. We're going to have fewer jobs. Every point that they don't cut rates that they should is a million jobs. And they know it. They're trying to hurt Trump. Here's another absolutely fantastic statistic. Listen to this. This is a total reversal. Folks, we as Americans, we're being replaced in our own country and sidelined by the Democrats for their preferred voters. Listen to this. The number of, this is just in this this economic report that just came out, Bureau of Labor Statistics. The number of native-born Americans employed is up more than 2.6 million over the last 12 months. That matters. That's a lot of Christmases and a lot of trees and a lot of gifts under the trees and a lot of folks who aren't worried, who would be if Her Highness was still on the throne. It's Kamala Harris, for those who are new to the show. The number of foreign-born workers employed has fallen by 21,000 over the last year. So they're not only not getting new jobs, they're going backwards and they're going home. 2.2 million, 700,000 picked up by ICE, an incredible feat, considering they've only got 1,500 deportation crews. There's two men to a crew. You got to have two. You can't have one because Democrats will ambush them, kill them, and ram them with cars. You got to put them out at least two together for safety. And they still did 700,000. That's un-be-freaking-leavable. The rest deported themselves. That'll accelerate in the new year. As that accelerates, what are you going to have? Americans getting jobs. Let me tell you what hell we lived through under Biden to remind you how much he's reversed in less than a year. Native-born workers under Biden gained 54% of the total jobs. Foreign-born workers, illegal immigrants we didn't need. Foreign-born workers gained 6.5 million or 46% of the jobs. So 50-50, Persia half the jobs weren't even going to Americans anymore. We were being gradually replaced and ground down as an unpreferred class. That ends. Not only did no foreign-born workers, net, get new jobs, net, 21,000 lost their jobs, and you're seeing Americans, you're seeing this flip. 2.6 million native-born Americans picked up jobs over the last 12 months. Folks, it's going to take him 2 years to fix this. I had a great article I'm going to get into today, by the way. Ronald Reagan, to fix Jimmy Carter's disaster of a mess, and this is a bigger mess, the Democrats are leaving us, took 2 years. This idea that Donald Trump should have it done in 6 months, not when Democrats do that amount of economic damage, but these are incredible numbers. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. So thanks, Susie. You did a good job. What do you think she got left? Susie Wiles, chief of staff for Donald Trump, 3 weeks? Think she's going to make it a month? You're going to hate this woman. She's going to be all over the liberal media talking about how you and me and MAGA and Trump sucks. Because she's exactly what Ron DeSantis tried to warn Trump that she was, a traitor. What the heck is going on with Brown University? Serious question. This is getting bizarre. Jesse Waters saying what a lot of people are thinking here. A lot of questions. Why no security cameras? Why did the shooter walk up to one person, calmly look him in the eye, over a matter of seconds, tick, 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 and then walk on? It's as if he had a specific target in mind. And then, according to witnesses, he yelled Allahu Akbar, something the media and the police in the extremely liberal jurisdiction that Brown University is in deny, because of course they do. We have the bizarre situation of Democrat Rhode Island Attorney General, and the operative word in that sentence is Democrats, can't trust anything he does or says. Democrat Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona saying there's no evidence at this time that the shooting was politically motivated. Why would you say that? You don't freaking know. You guys didn't even bother to pick up the security camera footage for 4 days. Were they hoping it would be deleted? Because with a lot of these businesses, it automatically loops around. And Jesse Waters was asking exactly that question. This is astonishing.
How about the one reporter who asks, well, we talked to a bunch of the residents and businesses that are a block away, and they say the cops never came to ask them for the Ring camera videos until this morning. So 4 days later, we're still not really flooding the zone. We're not flooding it with police. We're not flooding it with information.
4 days. That's incredible. If you follow even here locally, like Sheriff's Department, which is very understaffed in my opinion, not the fault of the sheriff, it's funding. You go rob a convenience store. They're going to get the video up and down that street. They're going to have it in hours. 4 days? And you can't say, well, they had a guy in custody, a person of interest, because they screwed that up. He was caught, detained, and released in 24 hours. They didn't get that video footage for 4 days. It's almost like they were hoping those businesses would erase it. I'm serious. At that point, that's not even Keystone Cop. That's a full 3 days, 2.5, let's be conservative, after you let the guy who you now know is not the shooter go. This stinks. And Jesse Waters, saying the same thing. Talking about this shooter, looking one of the witnesses in the eyes for a prolonged period and then moving on.
Directly in the eye, and then the shooter didn't kill him. Why didn't the shooter shoot the guy? If this is a random attack, he's just spraying bullets around. Why didn't he shoot the guy he came eye to eye with? That's weird. We're also hearing interesting reports that the vice president of the Brown Republicans might have been shot multiple times. We still don't understand if this was a targeted shooting. And they're not giving us any clue about that.
That, of course, refers to 19-year-old Ella Cook. She was tragically a sophomore from Alabama and also vice president of the Brown University College Republicans. A lot of strange erasures of websites. Not a good idea of how he got in the building, which you needed a card pass to do. This stinks. It is astonishing that you can do a shooting of this caliber that's gotten this much attention and you're still walking around 4 days later. Any moment, this guy could pop off and do another one. Any moment. It's a mess. It truly is. And for Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona to say there's no evidence that the shooting was politically motivated, why would you say that? You have no idea. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. He has no idea. They can't even be bothered to go get the security camera footage. Texter writes, Tara, it's odd on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Tara, it's odd. They specified the attack wasn't politically motivated, but won't say whether it was religiously motivated. Texter writes, they said it happened in an old part of the building that was built before they had security cameras. Yes, but again, this camera's all over the place around there. God knows what's been erased. You wait 4 days. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the way the shooter kept his hands behind his back reminds me of the way they walked around Afghanistan. Texter writes, Tara, Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, said had Susie Wiles on her Fox show, My View, just recently. I bet she regrets that now. Another texter writes, they can't gaslight the public anymore with numbers. People are living the economic disaster. Who can't gaslight the public? What are you talking about? The economic disaster was 9% unemployment. 9% inflation. Trump is sitting at a historically normal 2.5%. In fact, that's slightly below normal inflation. What are you talking about? The only problem that we have as a country, because believe me, you don't want deflation. You do not want prices to go down. That is a disaster. It's okay if it does, you know, maybe here in the oil industry, because we're having a momentary fluctuation. You have prices across the board go down, that's a recession. That's not good. And that's a deep recession bordering on a depression. They can't gaslight the public anymore with numbers. People are living the economic disaster. Yes, they have been since 9% inflation. The only thing that has changed is the only thing that needs to change. And that's that our wages need to grow to catch up with the 29% price increase that Democrats afflicted us with. By the way, after they were warned by their own Democrat Treasury Secretary Larry Summers not to do it because it would cause vast and mass inflation. Donald Trump across the board miraculously has risen wages 1% across the board, as high as 3% for blue collar people. That's the illegals going home. He's still got further to go to raise wages so that they catch up with what the Democrats did to prices. But my God, man, it hasn't even been a year. You want to text me, act like Trump did this? What the heck? What the literal heck? 9%. Folks, we haven't seen 9% inflation in our lifetimes. At least I haven't. I don't even know what it was like. It was taught to me by the Democrats. You're going to pretend because Trump's not fixing it fast enough for your liking? Folks, we're going to dive into this again today. Do you know how long it took Ronald Reagan to fix the mess Jimmy Carter made? It took 2 full years. And we saw what happened in 1984. Landslide. Why? Because we're living in a golden era. The idea Trump is a mess if he can't fix Democrats' disaster in less than 9 months. That's just stupid. I don't even accept it. Don't even text that to me. You're wasting my time just making me read it. Charles may be a snake and a traitor. Texter reminds me we should probably get a book deal too. I forgot about that. The book deal is going to be awful. I mean, the book's going to be awful. It's going to be awful. The stuff she's saying is not even true. Literally proven wrong, acting like, well, her comments, well, you know, Trump's just seeking retribution against Comey, and Letitia, it's just a little retribution. What does it confer? It confers the idea that he did nothing wrong. Literally, as that lying witch, who unfortunately is still today Trump's chief of staff, but I'm sure not much longer, Susie Wiles spins her web of lies, this breaks. Bombshell emails reveal FBI agents did not believe they had probable cause to raid Mar-a-Lago. You know what? They didn't. Do you realize that whole raid was based on one source? We don't know who, according to these bombshell emails that we're getting now. And that source was old. We're going to have more on that coming up. And what were they looking for, folks? They were terrified that the stuff Kash Patel later found in the burn bags, that copies of it were at Mar-a-Lago documenting their crimes, in particular, James Comey's crimes, the illegal leaking of classified information, the lying to Congress about it, and the setup that goes all the way back to Barack Obama. I'll explain, but folks, when you have the FBI agents going, dude, I don't want to do this. We don't have legal right to raid Mar-a-Lago. Holy cow. All that coming up. Of course, Susie Wiles mentions none of this.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.